Hi, I'm Sian, one of the news editors at Manx Radio, and this week we've been hearing lots of reaction to the outcome of the Dr. Rosalind Ranson Tribunal. And also this week, the British Medical Association has been on the island. I met with their chair of council, Professor Philip Banfield.
Well, I mean, my initial reaction was horror at the extent of what had happened to, you know, a hard-working doctor who had come to the island, been faced with unprecedented challenges from the pandemic, as we all were, tried her best to set up effective mechanisms where there were no mechanisms before to deal with the pandemic, was then stopped from undertaking her job effectively, and then when she raised concerns, was vilified, and that continued to the point at which her career was destroyed. And, you know, that is an appalling place for a health system to be.
The payout that's been put forward by the tribunal, it is a record for a BMA-supported whistleblower case. How extraordinary is that figure?
Well, it is extraordinary. I mean, it's the highest payout that the BMA have seen for a member, but it's an indictment, really, of not only how terrible, but if you like, how corrupt the system underpinning it has been, and that's a worry for you as an island. It's a worry, really, for the wider UK, because we need to acknowledge that this isn't just an Isle of Man issue. There are a number of tentacles that reach out into the NHS in England, and really we need to be looking at all of those as well, because something really wrong has gone on here with Dr. Ranson's case. But what is really appalling is that, talking to the doctors from the island last night, they are fearful of raising concerns, and this is ongoing. So this isn't just Dr. Ranson's case. This is an issue that hasn't gone away, won't go away, needs a proper analysis and public inquiry about.
We talked there about the corruption within the system itself. Where is that corruption coming from? What is causing that?
Well, you can read the tribunal outcome for yourselves, but really, you don't know where that is at this point, which is why you need a public inquiry that is independent of government, Isle of Man, perhaps. Because you need to know the bad things that are happening in order to put them right.
You talk about having had a meeting with your members last night, and they're essentially living in fear. What is causing that fear?
Well, they have a fear of speaking out for what is wrong. And in fact, what there was universal admiration for Dr. Ranson speaking up, and an acknowledgement that they felt unable to do so. And part of my role as chair of the BMA is to come and empower doctors to stand up for what is wrong. And so we will be supporting the doctors on the island and the local negotiating committee to work with Manx Care and the politicians to get your health service into a stage or state where the culture has improved, because if you don't sort this culture out, if you don't have a culture where you can be open and have a safe space and have concerns welcomed, then you've got an unsafe health service potentially.
When the initial liability judgment was published just over a year ago now, we did see a number of high-profile resignations and retirements, and yet a year later we're still talking about a culture where doctors are in fear. Does there still need to be more change at the top?
Well, I think that's what you need to investigate, and you need to have people asking themselves whether they are the right people for the role, what their involvement may or may not have been, what it's for others to ask whether their positions are tenable or not. You've got Dr. Ranson's case. There are people who need to be held to account for what has happened, but you've then got this wider issue that goes beyond Dr. Ranson's case. This isn't about a pandemic and one doctor. This is about all of the doctors on the island feeling that they are working in an unsupported, unvalued environment, and that has to change.
Can that change without change at the top? Can you improve a culture without seeing people go?
Well, it's a moot point because culture is set from the top. So it depends really on whether people feel that behaviours can change. Now, that's not for me to decide. That's for you as an island to decide. It's for your politicians who are not in power to decide whether those who are in power have made the right or the wrong decisions. What is clear from Dr. Ranson's case is that a number of people in power actively set about destroying her career, and a larger number of people stood by and let it happen.
We talk about those in power there. If there were to be a public inquiry and those in power were found to have done wrong, we've seen one union on the island this week calling for the Chief Minister to resign. Would you back calls like that for those in power to go if they were found to have done wrong?
Well, I mean, it is for people to consider their own positions, but it is quite clear from my visit to the island, this is wider than one person or perhaps one, two, three people. It concerns people who are not on the island now. And, that's part of the difficulty here, is that you're constrained by a legislation that has one set of laws for the Isle of Man, but there's a set of laws on the UK that don't apply. You've got people in the UK for whom the Isle of Man laws do not apply, and we want to pursue that on a UK basis, which is why I shall be talking to UK government about this as well.
How extraordinary step is that? Obviously, as you've mentioned there, we do have our own laws here, to actually go to the UK. Is that a quite an extraordinary measure?
Well, I wouldn't call it extraordinary. I would call it necessary. And this is because, these concerns about the Isle of Man have gone on for a number of years now. And it's wider than Dr. Ranson's case. And therefore, I feel obliged to raise this, not only on behalf of the doctors on the Isle of Man, but on behalf of the patients.
More generally, we know there is around about a 20% vacancy rate in the health service on the Isle of Man. We have cases like this, which very much sends a message that perhaps this is not necessarily a great place to work. How does the Isle of Man go about solving that vacancy rate when it has this image?
Well, it is up to you to create the image. The Isle of Man should and could be a fantastic place to work. And I've also spoken to a number of newer consultants who are saying, actually, in their particular circumstance, they're having a really good experience professionally because they are being supported within the role. There is a new interim medical director who is really keen to have compassionate leadership, understanding, valuing people as people. That's the bit that's been missing. That's culture. That's not about money. There is a money issue as well. It's always easier if you've got more money. That's a game for your politicians and your treasury to address. We've seen chronic underfunding of the NHS across the UK. That's a political choice.
In terms of that underfunding, then, when you have cases like this that are costing the taxpayer millions of pounds, how imperative is it then to essentially stamp this out?
Well, you have to, just in being able to provide effective, safe care. We know that bullying, we know that incivility, so rudeness, affects patient, the standard of patient care. So, you know, just as a duty to improve care for patients, we must change the culture, not just in the Isle of Man, but across the UK. And that's really something that the BMA is supporting. It is supporting people's right to speak up, to raise concerns, and to have those concerns not only listened to, but appreciated. Now, you should want to know what is wrong, because until you know what is wrong, you can't put it right.
We heard in Dr. Ranson's statement, she said she wants to make sure that this tribunal isn't the end. You're obviously here today. Where do you go from here? Are you going to be back on the island and continuing lobbying for this change?
Yes. So this is the first of many visits because, you know, the Isle of Man controls all the things that should make this better. If we can commit the Isle of Man to making it better and achieving that, then it actually will give hope to other hospitals around the UK. And that's really important because overall across the UK, we have a demoralised workforce that feels poorly valued. And one of the things I've talked about today with Manx Care is undertaking a medical engagement survey, because the doctors are feeling that they're not engaged with the provision of care. It's all being very much imposed on them, and they don't involved in decision making. The patients don't feel involved with decision making either. So it is something that we're going to revisit. We're going to stay on this because I feel we have a duty not only to Dr. Ranson, but to the patients and the doctors on the Isle of Man to see this through. You know, we will take on whoever needs to be taken on, because we must see justice done. We must fight for what's right.
You touched on there the feeling in the in some UK trusts. How does the Isle of Man compare to the UK?
Well, I have to say it's one of the worst experiences I've had of talking to a body of doctors. You know, that universal fear, right, was very powerfully expressed last night, and that's got to change. I mean, unquestionably. And I've expressed that today to Theresa Cope as the CEO, and you know, I've really put, I hope, everyone on notice that this isn't going to go away. This isn't a one-off. This is something that the BMA can help with, because actually what you want is you want to see that changing culture. We want to see that changing culture, and that's got to be good for patients.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.